You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Oil, big issue, obviously, with Venezuela and where we go from here. And a man who's been at the forefront of energy innovation for America joins us in just a moment. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Pleasure to welcome back to the show United States Senator Dave McCormick, of course, representing the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate. Senator, how are you today?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Doing well. Just saw you on Fox News with Martha McCallum talking about Venezuela and the oil situation over there. I didn't get to hear what you had to say because I was talking, but I did see through the captions you were saying that.
I was just warming up for the Rich Zeoli Show.
Very nice. Well done. Well, you looked great. Yeah, you looked very debonair on television. Very dapper. So happy New Year, and hope you guys had a great holiday. We're off to a crazy start for 2026 already, huh?
We sure are. I mean, this Venezuela thing was incredible. And just to put it in context, Rich, I was in the 82nd Airborne when the president, Bush 41, decided to invade Panama and take Noriega, an indicted criminal, back to the United States for trial. It took 10 days, 25,000 troops, 23 Americans killed. And I compare that to this, where you had this incredible military law enforcement intel operation that went into Caracas in the middle of a heavily armed military base and snatched the indicted illegitimate leader, Maduro, brought him back to the United States. And we're on the ground, I think, a little more than an hour. It was a remarkable operation, and it showed the world America's military prowess. It showed the world, I think, when, you know, Trump says he's going to do something, you know, he pretty well is going to do it. And three, I think it sent a message to everybody around the world that if you kill Americans with drug shipments, if you support our adversaries like Iran, beware. If you're hurting Americans or cutting against Americans' interests, that's a bad thing. So it was a unique and remarkable moment.
Well, and thank you for your service in the 82nd Airborne. That's an amazing story that you just shared with us. And obviously the precedent is there, too, for what the president did with Venezuela, because a lot of people, of course, were questioning that. And the precedent is there. So I'm glad you brought that story up as well. Now, what do we do about the oil that's there? And the president has said he wants to make sure that American companies have the ability to help go in, rebuild it, refine it, and then see what we do about that.
Well, the oil is really the main economic driver for Venezuela. And so it's not only oil in and of itself, it's the leverage that comes with controlling the oil. And the way I hear this and the way I think it's playing out is that America has enormous leverage based on what just happened, enormous leverage over the leadership in Venezuela. And I think there's four big goals that the president's pursuing and that America should pursue. One is to stop Venezuela from being this drug transshipment hub. You and I have talked about this many times. Kids mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania are dying because of cocaine and fentanyl and all these. It's not produced in Venezuela, but they're a huge cartel transshipment hub. Second, stop Venezuela from being a safe haven for Iran, for the IGRC, for terrorists, for the support of Russia, with illicit oil exports. So stop our adversaries and our enemies from having a safe haven in Venezuela. Three, reconstitute the oil industry in Venezuela. It's 17% of global oil reserves, 1% of energy production. So this thing has fallen off a cliff. In 1975, Venezuela produced 4 million barrels a day. Today, it's 600,000. So the socialism, the collectivism, the taking U.S. firms that were in Venezuela and essentially expropriating that private property, that has been a disaster. So we've got to get that back on track with U.S. investment, U.S. technology, U.S. know-how. And that's going to be great for the Venezuelan people. It's going to be great for America because it's going to be a huge source of oil within the Western Hemisphere, supports President Trump's energy dominance agenda. And then the fourth thing, Rich, which is super important, I don't want to lose this, is a path for self-government, for Venezuela, for democracy, for them to choose and guide their path forward. That's not going to happen overnight. That's phase two is going to be harder than phase one. But I think the way that the president and Secretary Rubio are approaching this with the enormous leverage that comes with the oil is going to lead to that agenda. And, you know, we ultimately, I think it's going to be better for the Venezuelans and better for America.
Senator McCormick, I agree with you on that point. I certainly do. And when we're thinking about all these things and national security being the impetus of this, you mentioned Iran. And I think if you could you expound on that? Because I know in your role in the Senate, you chair a very important subcommittee on foreign relations. So tell us about the Iran connection to Venezuela.
Yeah, well, certainly, as you and I have talked about, Iran is the heart of global terrorism. It is funding global terrorism around the world, whether it's Hezbollah or Hamas or the IGRC. The threats to Americans abroad, American troops abroad, much of this horrible violence we see is perpetuated by Iran. Iran is a primary customer of illicit Venezuelan oil. Iran has operations, IGRC, in Venezuela. So this is a place that Iran has used as safe haven. And, you know, think about this. This is a couple hundred miles off U.S. shores. This isn't in Syria. This is, you know, right in our backyard. And that's what President Trump identified in the national security strategy. And when I first read it, I didn't totally understand. But what he's saying is, listen, America needs to project strength around the world. But in our backyard, in the Western Hemisphere, we are going to play a much more proactive role and stop the flow of narcotics and these cartels, these narco cartels that are paramilitary operations, stop bad actors like Iran being in our backyard. And that's what this operation has allowed us to do.
Let's switch gears over to Pennsylvania. A couple things. Number one, they want you to drink whole milk. I saw you tweet out that as well, which is good. Whole milk is good. No, really, but the new food pyramid, the upside down food pyramid, Pennsylvania agriculture, obviously a key industry for our state.
Listen, it's the biggest industry. It's the biggest driver of economic activity and growth in the Commonwealth. The industry suffered from overregulation. It suffered from high inflation and energy prices. And I campaigned on this. President campaigned. I campaigned on trying to do everything I could to help Pennsylvania's ag industry. And one of the things that's a real sore spot is milk. When the Obama administration was in place, they took whole milk out of schools, which not only reduces the demand for whole milk in schools, of course, but it also affects the way kids grow up and they don't have a taste for milk. And as a result of that, it was devastating to our dairy industry. And that's a big part of our ag industry here. And it was based on faulty science. It was based on, kind of a BS wokey approach to nutrition. And what the president's done and what's recently come out is our new set of health guidelines, the Make America Healthy Again guidelines, that's much more embracing of whole milk and protein that comes from beef and other things. But in addition to that, we in the Senate and the House passed specific legislation putting whole milk back in schools in the Working Families Tax Cut Act, the big beautiful bill. And so I'll tell you what, we got a lot of happy dairy farmers, and with good reason, and hopefully this will help bring back some of the dairy industry that we lost in Pennsylvania.
Good. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. That's excellent. You talked about Philadelphia. I just wanted to ask you, I wanted to get your thoughts, and I don't know if you've had a chance to see this or not, but the district attorney, Larry Krasner, came out a short time ago and said to ICE agents, get the F out of Philadelphia. Echoing what the mayor of Minnesota just said a short time ago. I mean, these ICE agents are trying to do a job here, Senator, and I just think it's disgraceful for politicians like that to use this kind of rhetoric. It's just inflaming the situation, throwing gasoline on the fire. It really is.
No, listen, this isn't surprising coming from Larry Krasner. This is, he has been, in my opinion, and I said this for quite some time, really a big part of the problem or challenges that Philadelphia faces because of his lax approach to crime and his unwillingness to, prosecute the kinds of things that are happening in Philadelphia. And so he makes the mayor's job and everybody's job a lot tougher. Listen, these folks in uniform, in ICE, in our Border Patrol that are serving, carrying out the law, fulfilling the law, we should say thank you. It is a tough job. The reason they're wearing masks in some cases is because their safety, their family safety is at risk because of this extreme left, which is speaking about, talking about violence, calling them Nazis. It's a slippery slope. You take on this this hateful, violence-ridden language, that's the path to actual violence. That's what happens when you start to dehumanize someone. It makes it easier to conduct violence against them. So I think that's disgraceful. I think these folks are great Americans trying to do a very tough job, and I'm sorry that Larry chose to sort of throw gas on the fire.
And not surprised, though, of course. Senator Dave McCormick's with us. It's great to have him on the show. And, I noticed also on your X account, which I highly recommend people follow you on social media. We got the 250th anniversary of America coming up, and obviously we're all very, very excited about that. I know Senator Dave McCormick's going to have a lot to say, but I didn't realize you were a fan of Real American Freestyle.
Oh, hey, listen, I'm a wrestler, so I grew up wrestling and wrestled in high school, wrestled in the state tournament, and then I wrestled in college. And one of the things that you realize is Pennsylvania is probably the mecca for wrestling in America, with Penn State being the greatest Division I franchise, Penn State Wrestling, in American history. And this America Freestyle League is allowing people that are wrestling fans to see the next level of Olympic-level wrestlers. And I've also become a great fan of UFC and MMA fighting, because what you see in that is a lot of great wrestlers like Bo Nickel, who was a Penn State standout, three-time national champ, is now a superstar in the UFC space. So this is all part of Pennsylvania, as far as I'm concerned.
Are you going to be at the White House for the UFC fight?
Yeah, listen, I never am sure what I'm going to get invited to, but I'll try to knock down the gate to get to that one.
Senator Dave McCormick, appreciate your time today. As always, keep up the good fight in Washington. We appreciate it very, very much. Make sure you follow Senator at Sen McCormick, PA, and best to you in 2026. I look forward to talking to you again very, very soon, my friend. Thank you.
You got it, Rich. Same to you. Thank you.
All right, we'll continue along here. I wanted to play for you a clip. We've got a couple other things regarding just in case you missed it, I want to replay what Krasner said so that you know what the senator and I were talking about, just in case you're just joining us here on the show. This is earlier today, the district attorney of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, what he said. Take a listen.
Let me be clear. If any law enforcement agent, any ICE agent, is going to come to Philly to commit crimes, then you can get the F out of here. Because if you do that here, I will charge you with those crimes. You will be arrested. You will stand trial. You will be convicted, whether it's in state or federal court. It's my office prosecuting it. That's how the law works. and you will do your time, because Donald Trump cannot pardon you for a state court conviction. Do you hear me, ICE agents? Do you hear me, National Guard? Do you hear me, military? You're going to jail if you commit crimes in the city of Philadelphia. You will be accountable. The law applies to all of you. And I know that there are honest, decent, moral law enforcement officers out there by the bushel, including in ICE. This is not for you. This is for any one of your colleagues who thinks they are above the law.
So there you go. You see how it's what he's saying here is you know, this get the F out. This is the tough guy, Larry Krasner, So, all right, we'll take a quick break here. Dr. Mike Venaria, my friend, my dentist, my personal dentist, talked to him today, had a great conversation with him. He's such a fan of the show and such a great supporter. And of course, he's the guy that gave me the beautiful smile that I deserve, that you deserve. We all deserve a beautiful smile. So what I'd love for you to do is I would love for you to reach out to him today to get a free implant consultation from Dr. Mike Venaria. All you got to do is go to VenariaDental.com, VanariaDental.com, VenariaDental.com. And he's a great guy. He is the master of dental implants. And he'll give you, now maybe you've already had an estimate for a dental implant or something complex dental procedure. Get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. It's worth it. He will give you a great smile. And I know this because not only is he my family dentist, but for over 12 years, 12 consecutive years, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike for the really complex procedures, the really complex stuff that, quite frankly, you know what? I mean, they put their name on the line for Dr. Mike Venaria. That's the kind of guy he is. That's the way I know that he's going to help you. So you deserve a beautiful smile. He has two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Reach out to him today by going to VanariaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Great people, great music, great, great dedication, personalized dental care for you and your family, Dr. Mike Venaria.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From Philly to Jersey, everybody knows Richie only got the show that flows. From the Parkway to the Vine, folks tune the dial. Z only got the show that makes you want to smile. Sometimes you'll hear the guys complaining, but he just can't help it. Yeah, the chicks dig Rich. He's got that swagger, the wit.
Now, what prompted you playing this song, Justin?
I figured that, you know, we've got 2 days left in the of the show in its current iteration. So I figured I'd just run through a couple of classic Newman Price originals.
I like it. I like it very much. You know, I may even be in studio tomorrow. I was going to come in today, but then we had to do all this technical setup, and I had to have Austin help me and get on the phone, and we had all kinds of issues and technical things. So hopefully we can resolve it by Monday, because I'd love to be in studio tomorrow. Because then after that, it's going to be tough, but you know, then again, I haven't been in studio all year, so...
When was
only January 8th, though.
When was the last time you were in studio?
December?
December something. Because didn't we make a joke about it that it was like, it was when DeSantis was here, and it was like all three of us were in studio for the first time in God knows how long.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it was like Wonder Twin Powers activate form of an actual talk show because we were all in studio at the same time, like triplets or something. I'm just let's see. I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Why didn't we talk about the issue of the whale penis? I'm sorry, the walrus penis yesterday. Why didn't we talk about that issue?
Well, I'll concede that I failed as a producer. Biggest story in the country, and I whiffed. I didn't even say it.
You whiffed, Matt DeSantis. I know. You whiffed.
Look, I'm willing to admit when I'm in the wrong. I'm willing to admit when I failed. I totally missed the walrus penis story.
Matt, you know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
You are a great producer, and
thank you.
I mean, you're not like the best producer. I mean, there's several others who are better than you.
There's going to be something added to the end of that statement. All right, I can settle for that. That's fine.
I mean, Justin's better, obviously. Dan's better. Henry's better. Jim Kelly's better. That part-time guy, whose name I don't remember, he's better. Sean's better. Both of them.
Basically, every single person that works at WPHT.
But the fact that as good as you are, and by good I mean the 11th best producer we have at WPHT, and you missed the walrus penis story, because it's a local business. It's donkeys in Camden. It is at one point considered to be the greatest cheesesteak in Philadelphia that's not in Philadelphia. Anthony Bourdain once bestowed that upon donkeys. Did you know that?
I did. I like donkeys. Yeah. I think it's a good cheesesteak. It's a non-traditional cheesesteak for sure, but it's delicious.
Absolutely. It really is. And it's a great bar. It's a great vibe. It's just great. So then when I saw this story yesterday, I said, oh, man, I got to get me to Donkey's now so I can extend my personal condolences on the loss of the walrus schwanz that they had at Donkey's. So and the fact that it didn't make the show sheet yesterday is just an outrage. It's an absolute outrage.
I am sorry. It's there today. Cut 27 if you'd like to see and hear it.
I think we all would like to see and hear this story concerning a local business, a local restaurant right in our backyard, which some consider to be the best cheesesteak, not only in the Philadelphia area, but perhaps the country. The reason why Donkey's is so good and so different is because they serve it on a round seated Kaiser roll. It's a poppy seated Kaiser roll. And it is not a long hoagie-style roll, and it is not brioche. And I personally think it's wonderful and has a special sauce on it. It is different for that reason. So here's the news story. Take a listen.
So something really terrible happened to me yesterday. If you're watching this, please help me find this man. I'm having such a great time. Like, I can't even believe he did this. A group of three guys come in yesterday, really drinking for hours. I don't just stay behind the bar. I run around in the back and do tables to the grill and I cook cheesesteaks. I wasn't thinking that they would do something like this. It's something that we do at Donkey's and this guy just decided to ruin it. If you've been to Donkey's before, you may know what this is that I'm talking about or what this means. I can't say what it is because I want this video to go viral. So let's just say, let's find the guy that stole Donkey's, you know what. Or if the person that stole it is watching this, please bring it back. Not the same without it.
So the owner, Rob Lucas Jr., told New Jersey Advance Media that Donkey's Place has kept a walrus baculum, which is a bone in the schwanz of many mammals. And he's kept it behind the bar for as long as he can remember. The popular conversation piece sits alongside a megalodon tooth and several other artifacts. Diners often come in for cheesesteaks and drinks and ask what that particular bone is. Bartenders let them take a look and a guess before revealing the answer. But last week, a customer stole the walrus schwanz, and the bartender handed it out for them to figure out what it was. She went to back to do something else, and then one dude stole it. We got his picture, but I don't think he's from around town. They posted that TikTok video on New Year's Eve featuring the bartender who was involved in the incident, urging the customer to return the item, as well as a photo of the alleged thief. So if you know who stole the whale junk, I always keep saying whale, the walrus junk, please return it to Donkeys. The original, the OG Donkeys in Camden. There's a Donkeys too in Medford, but this is Donkeys, the original Donkeys place in Camden, New Jersey, across from Philadelphia. So, and that bartender was very well spoken. And I applaud her for not saying that it was a walrus blank, you know what I mean? So, there you go. Just saying, Matt DeSantis.
I don't understand the crime. Why would somebody want that thing?
Oh, God, I'd want it. I would. Oh, yeah, I would. I'd want it. I mean, it's not every day you can get a walrus's, man junk.
I feel like there's a reason why you don't see them on store shelves. I don't think people want them.
Well, apparently walruses are very well endowed. Did you know that?
Based off the size of that thing, that makes sense.
Yeah, and you would not know that because you are not, but I am well endowed, and so I do know that. And so I think part of the gag is getting that well-endowed walrus's bone so that you can show that off to your friends and be like, let's have a measuring contest. You know what I mean? So I have a feeling that's what it is, basically. So
I hope you're not right.
By the way, the attorney, Linda Kearns, K-E-A-R-N-S, Zioli, be nice to Matt. Consider yourself warned. So just the other day, she's on the show being nice to me. Blah, we're going to miss you and blah, 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 blah. And now she's already threatening lawsuits again. That wasn't long. You see, buttering me up just to try to sue me even further. That's, I'm telling you, it's what the whole thing was. I see right through it. By the way, if you want a whale schwanz, I can get you a whale schwanz. Email me at Richie's. Whale or walrus schwanz at gmail.com. I think it's because I've talked about whales so often in the last year because of all the dead ones. I think that that's probably the reason why I keep accidentally saying whale and not walrus, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. But
I don't know. Either way, I feel like nobody's going to want to make that purchase from your website. Whether it's whale or walrus, you're not going to have many sales.
I bet you it's a thing that goes in Japanese soup or something like that. How much you want to bet? Huh? How much you want to bet?
Not soup that I'm going to eat.
Does anybody a chew toy for the pup? That's a great idea, Rosalie Hahn. That's a very good idea. Where would I want it? Above my mantle, obviously. Betty, I would put it above my mantle. So I'm just saying. All right, so if you know the whereabouts of the walrus bone, would you please return it to Donkeys? They're nice people over there. They're good people. So would you do that? Thank you. That'd be great. You know, Jack Shidrelli did an event at Donkeys. Maybe he took it. You think that's possible? No, is that? I don't think
they showed the image of the guy. It did not look like Jack.
It didn't look like Jack? All right.
No. I think he's innocent.
Plus, that happened during the campaign, not New Year's Eve, so. But, man. Anyway, what else did I have? Oh, South Park. Did you know South Park made a joke about the food pyramid being turned upside down by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and then he reposted it yesterday on his social media page? I thought that was pretty funny. Do we have that clip?
I don't have it, but give me 2 seconds.
I think they used it on the Dom show. I can see if it's still in VMix.
All right, thank you. Yeah, for some reason, I thought I sent it to you last night, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I forgot, but that's all right. What we'll do is we'll grab that. But first, I want to share this for you. This is this is a clip of, let's see here now, if I could get this for you. I have so much today. We're loaded up. We're loaded up. We're loaded up. Yes. Vice President Vance. saying that he's sure that Trump will get impeached again. You know who else has said that? I've said that. How many times have I said to you that Democrats, if they can control the House, they will impeach Donald Trump again? How many times have I said that to you? Probably every day on this show. Probably every day for 4 hours. You see, that's why you don't want to listen to me for 4 hours a day, because sometimes I have to repeat myself because it's a four-hour show and people are coming and going. You know, you're busy. You're coming and going. You jump in your car. You go run an errand. You come back in. You listen. You hear something. You go, why isn't Rich talking about this? I got in the car. I didn't want to hear somebody talking about a missing walrus schwanz. I wanted to hear about Minneapolis. But I was already talking about Minneapolis. You just weren't in the car. This is why when I transition to this one-hour podcast starting on Monday, you're not going to have that problem. Because right now, the way we structure these shows is we try to make sure that we cover the big issues of the day. But I also can't just keep repeating myself for 4 hours, and yet you want to hear the big story of the day. You want to hear the big issues. But maybe you're only in the car for 15 minutes. So if you were just in the car, just during that period about donkeys and the missing walrus bone, you're probably angry right now, wondering why I have not talked about Minneapolis. But however, if you've been listening since 3 o'clock and I'm still talking about Minneapolis, you're probably like, would you shut up about Minneapolis already? You've already covered that. See what I mean? This is the issue with radio in its current iteration that I believe I will be solving by doing a 1 hour show, because you're going to get the best of everything. And you'll be able to, if you're in the car for 15 minutes, you can listen, you can hit the rewind, you can skip ahead. Why would you do that? You wouldn't do that, obviously. And you can also pause it and then pick it up later, and then you can play it back. You see what I mean? So this way, you solve a couple problems. Number one, you solve the redundancy problem. I really honestly don't like repeating myself and having to do that. But when you have a four-hour radio show, you have to. Because in order to be successful in this business, you have to talk about the big issues of the day. But if you keep talking about them over and over again, it gets exhausting and you lose a little bit of the same energy because you've already said it. That's why there was a time where I used to say, why don't we just repeat the 3 o'clock hour at 6 p.m.? Because by the time 6 o'clock rolls around, I've said everything I have to say. Now I'm just kind of saying it again. But when you say it the third time or the fourth time, I don't know, you kind of lose a little bit of that vigor. You know what I mean? It's just not, that's natural. That's just human nature. I think people have said my opening monologue is usually, sometimes very often, the strongest part of the show. Well, that makes sense. It's 3 o'clock. I haven't been talking yet. I mean, granted, I don't ever shut up, but I mean, I haven't been doing a radio show yet. So, I mean, I come on, I'm fired up, I'm ready to go. And then by 4:20, I have to have a little mental break. So I bring up a story about a missing whale schwanz, walrus schwanz. Keep saying whale. I don't know why. And then you have to get back into the story again. You already covered it, so you try to find a new angle to cover the story. Problem, though, with that sometimes is that, you know, you might have left something out that you had already said because you didn't want to bring it up again because you already said it. And then somebody's listening for the first time because they're getting in their car leaving work. And they're like, but why didn't you bring up this? And I said, well, I did bring up this. I brought it up at 3 o'clock. You just weren't listening at 3 o'clock because you're getting your car at 4:30. I believe that what we're doing here, and when I say we, I mean Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, because let's face it, this station, by doing this, I believe is groundbreaking. I really do. I believe it's groundbreaking. I commend David Yadgaroff, the market manager, Dave Skopanich, the vice president of sales, Rob Kalustian, my buddy. I commend Greg Stocker, the program director, corporate shill slash Darth Vader, Darth Stocker slash co-host of Kale and Company, because it's, I think, what stations should be doing. I think going forward, we should be doing more of these kind of 1 hour kind of shows. I think it'd be good. I think it'd be great for everybody. It'd be great for our changing digital age. So I give them a lot of credit for doing it. I know for me personally, you're going to get my absolute best because I'm going to be forced to, you know, it's going to be good in that sense. And I've realized now, I think part of the reason why, for example, Fox News does so well, the shows come in, even though they're covering the topics, they're coming in, it's fresh. It's fresh. Got to keep it fresh, and you got to yet at the same time give people the news that they're looking for and the analysis and the information they're looking for. But people are getting in their cars at different times, so you also don't want to just be repeating yourself the entire time. And when you repeat yourself the entire time, kind of lose something from that, I think. So I think this solves that problem. And I've been thinking about this for a long time. I've actually been thinking about this for several years now. Do we have the clip from The Daily Show or South Park? I mean, yeah. All right, let's play it. Go ahead.
The pyramid doesn't work. We've already tried it.
It's upside down.
What?
Sir, the pyramid is upside down.
Turn the pyramid upside down. You can't be serious. That would put butter and fat at the top
of the damn food pyramid.
Get the president on the phone. Tell him to have some steak with his butter.
See that? Look at that. There you go. That's great. Very funny. Very funny. But no, that's what I'm saying. It's funny because South Park always kind of has the edge on this stuff, and they literally turned the food pyramid upside down. They literally did. So now butter good, steak good, milk good. I talked about this with Senator McCormick. These things are all good. As far as alcohol goes, I read an interesting piece today in Reason.com about that, about how we should be viewing alcohol. I'm going to share some of that with you upon my return as well. But with regards to Minneapolis, if you're just joining us, the politicians continue to absolutely throw poor gasoline on the fire. The rhetoric is out of control. They don't stop with the rhetoric, and it's insane. It really is. It's insane. They keep doing this, and they are just trying to divide people and divide people and divide people. Here's that dumbass Minnesota doofus Tim Walz saying he's never used an inflammatory term regarding what happened to Renee Good. And then he immediately called Kristi Noem. Well, you take a listen for yourself. Cut number one.
They have determined the character of a 37-year-old mom that they didn't even know, don't know. They've determined that the actions are done. I don't know. I've not used inflammatory terms of what happened. I've asked us to find the answers. The only way we find the answers is a thorough investigation. I don't have a predetermined notion. Yes, I saw the video. Yes, I saw that. But a thorough investigation will see what happened before that. It will take all factors in, and it will come up with a fair and just conclusion. And we will accept that. Very, very difficult for Minnesotans to think in any way this is going to be fair. When Kristi Noem was judge, jury, and basically executioner yesterday. That's very, very difficult to think that they were going to be fair.
Yeah, well, executioner. See that? So we're not using inflammatory rhetoric. We're just calling the Secretary of Homeland Security an executioner. Got it? And then this ICE agent, we're just condemning. We've already decided you're acting actually like judge and jury, if you think about it, Governor. By calling the guy a murderer. But this is what the Democrats do. They love the rhetoric. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VeneriaDental.com. Great guy, great friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants. Go see him today. The United States has seized two oil tankers linked to Venezuela. We'll talk about that as the show continues today, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, yeah. Paula Scanlon and Raquel are going to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll talk about making America hot again. Hot again, baby. Excellent. Excellent. So I'm happy about that. Happy about that. I think that what I'll do when I have them on is we'll talk about what I think is one of the more pressing issues among the youth today, the youth, and that particularly is where they're going to go when they flee New York City under Zoran Mamdani, because they both live in New York. So, you know, it's easy for a business to pick up and leave, but a young person in your 20s, you're trying to meet somebody and you're starting your career and everything like that, may not be as easy to leave New York City. So, by the way, I got bumped on America's Newsroom again today because of the violence in, because of the shooting in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm not too bummed about that, but I was joking today with Jimmy about, I guess the next time I might be on will be after the war for Greenland ends, like after the war for Greenland ends. So that could be some time, because it seems like this news cycle. I mean, I just can't believe it's January 8th that it's so freaking crazy where we are right now. Just so freaking nuts. But yet here we are. All right. Minneapolis. It is still the big story of the day by far. And Tim Walz bringing up now the National Guard holding the line and the Civil Rights Act and the Civil War. And it's just pathetic. It really is. It's just pathetic what this guy's doing. He is an abysmal failure who is using this woman's death now to try to resurrect his political career, because his political career 5 minutes ago was over. I still think it's over. Don't get me wrong. I think it's over. I think he's done. I think his goose is cooked. I think he is finished. But he is trying now to use this woman's death to resurrect it. And it may work. You know, that state's friggin' nuts. They keep electing idiots like him and the brother lover, Ilhan Omar. So it's very possible Tim Walz could wind up a U.S. senator. It's very possible. Don't count this guy out. You can't count this guy out. You know why? Because this guy in that state, he just may be, well, he may be able to just turn it all around for himself. Yeah, I know. Sounds nuts, but here's Walz, what dumbass he is. This is cut number two. Take a listen.
It certainly feels like that in this moment. And so I want Minnesotans to not believe that I'm telling you not to be angry, not to be scared, not to be feeling a little bit hopeless in this moment. But I would also say this, and I saw it last night. I saw it during George Floyd. I've seen it throughout our history. When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy, to hold the line on decency, to hold the line on accountability, and more than that, to rise up as neighbors and simply say, we can look out for one another. We can have differences. But we've proved to the world going on 250 years that our democracy could hold. It feels to me like we're at one of those inflection points, that simply asking our government to give us accountability.
All right, shut up. You know what? I can't even listen to him anymore. Shut up. Matt, what did you say? The betting markets say what?
So the poly market and the betting markets, obviously there was that one individual that made $400,000 betting that Nicolas Maduro would be toppled by the end of the year, and mm-hmm. Now everyone's monitoring poly market to see what the next big event may be. Right now the odds on favorite to be removed from power next is the Ayatollah of Iran, which Polymarket says has a 36% chance of happening before the end of the month, I believe.
Wow.
Oh, no, sorry. Before June 30th. June 30th is the
36% chance. That's not that big, 36% chance.
That's a decent chunk. And there was that New York Post report about how he's already got an escape plan to move to Russia in the event things go even further south for, with those protests. I guess he would be like Bashar al-Assad's neighbor or something.
Yes.
Do you want to know what the likelihood of an attack on Cuba or Colombia? Colombia's dipped. It's down to 16%. And I think that's
because the president
had that phone call with.
Yeah, he said he was honored to speak to the president of Colombia. They had a nice chat, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he sent him a nice gift. He sent him a kilo of Coke. You know what I mean? So that was real nice of him. Yeah, I think Colombia is safe for now. Cuba, go ahead.
Cuba's at 20%.
20%.
Yeah.
What was the Venezuela betting market before we went and got Maduro?
I'm not sure, but I know that the one individual that placed all of the money on Maduro being toppled was an outlier. It was pretty low. If I remember correctly, it was below 10, well below 10%.
Gotcha. Okay. Well below 10%. All right.
There's also a bet that I think this is just people being idiots. It's the likelihood of a U.S. strike on Somalia, and that's at 83%. People are just that's not happening.
That's not happening, right?
No. That's stupid.
Yeah. Trying to think.
I didn't even realize you, as a U.S. citizen, you're actually not permitted to bet on Polymarket.
Technically speaking, you're not betting. Technically, you're not betting. They have a weird workaround because I put money on the New Jersey governor's race and lost, obviously. So,
I think you need a VPN though.
No, you don't.
To shield your location? No.
No, no. What you do is you're not betting. You're buying. It's like you're buying stock in that, so to speak. And if it wins, then you get a payout, and if not, you lose. But it's not like you're betting. I still have the app on my phone, actually, from the last elections. I was so confident that Jack was going to win, and then, you know, but let's see if I have it on here. No, the way it works is you put money in, and it's basically like a savings account, right? And then you can buy yes, all right? And then the way it works is if yes wins, then your investment pays out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that's how they get the workaround for you not being a U.S. citizen. I think that's how they're able to do that, because it's like technically you're not betting. It's almost like you're buying stock, so to speak. And then obviously Jack's stock crashed the day after Election Day because he lost. And then, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, you didn't.
And because he stole the walrus schwanz bone from donkeys when he had that event there back in November. So that's what I heard. So, yeah, man. So right before they announced Maduro was in custody, the market for Maduro in U.S. custody by January 31st was at 11%. Justin, interesting.
Yeah, that's like literally, I think it was like they announced he was in custody at like 4:35-ish a.m. At 4 o'clock in the morning, it was at 11%.
But who was the guy that made $400 million betting that Maduro would be captured, Matt?
$400,000. Well, there's speculation that it could have potentially been somebody within the administration who would have had knowledge of a strike. I mean, what are the odds that this person just happened to guess right? I don't know. I don't know how many people were placing wagers, and I don't understand why someone would put that much money, even if they were wealthy. And I think it was $34,000 worth of wagers in order to net that $410,000 profit. I would be willing to
$410,000. Yeah.
Yeah, I would be willing to bet somebody with some sort of insider information was the one that cashed in.
Yeah, I would imagine that, because you got to know that's going down if you're going to put $34,000 on the line when at the time the odds were, to Justin's point, 11%. So,
yeah,
I think so.
It looks like the bettor put $20,000 down on January 2nd between 8:38 p.m. and 9:58 p.m.
Yeah.
And Trump ordered the military strike officially at 10:46 p.m. that same night. So less than an hour went by between the final transaction and Trump's official order to strike.
Mm-hmm. Some people are wondering about when the show can be live streamed so that people can comment on YouTube. I'll have details on that for you tomorrow so that you can live stream the show, and then you'll be able to get the podcast. And then of course it'll air on PhD at 6 PM too. So I'll give you all those details. It's gonna be a work in progress. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a work in progress. And I'm more of a slow roll kind of guy, you know, slow roll the podcast out and then, you know, kind of work out the kinks. It's how I like to do things. It's basically what I do with the show, which is not prepare and just let her rip, see what happens. And then figure what could possibly go wrong, right? In this case, everything. What are the polymarket odds of that, huh?
I'll check those out.
What are the polymarket odds that I actually work tomorrow?
It's Friday. That's a good point.
I'm just saying, it is my last Friday show. I think it would be very symbolic if I didn't. Be right in line with everything else. No, of course, just kidding. All right, we'll talk to Paula and Raquel straight ahead, and then we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll take a quick break. So 5 o'clock happy hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.